Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to the Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and let's say it, good evening, people. Welcome in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, pulling you through another one. Get at us a couple different ways. Call us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. And thinking about it, we have sports coming back to us. Everybody's bringing things back, and UFC's happening, and soccer's going on, and horse racing's happening. And I keep thinking about the way that we got to where we're at, and it took one case from the NBA to slow things down and shut things down. You have 300 tests the other day. You have 16 guys test positive or so, and it's proceed forward, move forward, let's have the games be played. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me when I think about it, to be honest with you. That's why I got to bring in my tag team partner in crime to make some sense of this whole thing. Mike, good morning, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing good. And it is one of those things when you look at it, things are coming back. And the one thing that we know is going to come back is the coronavirus, and people are testing positive, like you said, and it's hard to kind of wrap your head around why we're doing this exactly. I mean, I know why we're doing it. It's the almighty dollar, but in the end, you got to look out for player safety.
Yeah, and I think safety's been thrown out the window, and money has become extremely important. We've got to take a pause for the cause. I know it. On the other side, we're going to hook up with our professor of sports, John Poulter, all the way from Canada. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, just getting loose, just getting warmed up. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Hey, travelers,
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. You can get at us a couple different ways. Call us, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports. And then, obviously, check out the social media as well. Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. Instagram, it is The Real Dorf on Sports. And at this point, we're going to hook up with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, who comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. John, how you doing today?
Doing well, thanks, Andy. How about you?
No complaints. Obviously, the heat is here in Arizona, and we've been trying to escape every now and again, going up north a little bit, Flagstaff area, things along those lines. But for the most part, obviously, Arizona is spiking with the coronavirus cases. Over 70,000 people now have it. It's not a pretty sight, to be honest with you, John. And it doesn't seem like we're taking the necessary means to keep ourselves protected, but yet we're finding ways that we can bring sports back. And you and I have obviously chatted about this over the weeks, over the months, and it's very difficult to realize that there is no safe way to do this. And I've just kind of gone through my head so many different ways, so many different times, and thinking about things. And ultimately, it is no longer about safety, John. It's about money. It's about trying to act like things aren't happening that are really happening. It's dangerous. It's irresponsible, but it's what's going to happen, and it's going to happen all over the world. So I don't know what to say other than I'm disappointed that money trumps just about everything, and pardon the pun there, but it's true. Money takes over. Money becomes so important that we forget about values and things that are extremely important to us, like our own personal health. It's unbelievable, John. It really is.
Yeah, it's extremely unbelievable. As you say, you and I have chatted about this a number of times over the months, and quite frankly, I just have to wonder why we're going in the direction we're going. Last week, I kind of used a little bit of a catchphrase that I thought was very meaningful. and very descriptive of the situation that we should be in, and that's four sports, four words, see you next year. I just don't understand why we're doing this. When this all started back in, I guess, the second week of March, March 10th, 11th, 12th, somewhere around there, the whole sports world and eventually most of the normal day-to-day world as we know it shut down because of this virus. And one of the reasons that the NBA shut down was that one player had tested positive for the virus or had the symptoms for the virus and subsequently tested positive. Now we're talking about leagues getting back into active participation, and let's exclude the NFL because they're not into training camp status yet, but that is obviously looming on the calendar. But let's look at basketball, baseball, and hockey. And here we have three sports that are all sports that involve players being in relatively close proximity to each other and in some cases contact with each other. And all of a sudden we're now saying that all the rules are out the window, social distancing, say goodbye. When was the last time a home plate umpire stood 6 feet behind a catcher? When was the last time a first baseman stood 6 feet away from a runner at first base? When was the last time two centers stood 6 feet away in a center court tip-off to start a basketball game? When was the last time two hockey players stood 6 feet away to face off a puck? Clearly the answer is it's never happened, and it's not going to happen going forward. So, like you, my question is, why are we doing this? And the obvious answer is money. But when I look at the fact that there's no butts in the seats, I have to wonder where the money is coming from. So have the TV networks anteed up more money for these TV-like tournaments that we're obviously going to see in those three sports? I can't believe it's coming from anywhere else. And when greed overtakes common sense, I think that's a time for us all to stand back and take a long look at where we are.
Great point. Go ahead, Mike. Jump in.
Yeah, no, that's a phenomenal point. And John, my question is, it's not so much a question in terms of this, but maybe just your own personal opinion. We have, in the States here, I'm sure you've heard, we've had the virus spike in a bunch of Sun Belt states, different cities. What's MLB going to do, if these spikes continue to happen and it affects the play, it gets to the players, and a couple of players get the virus because of these spikes in these particular cities. What does the team do? Do they shut it down? I mean, what do you think is going to happen because of these spikes in these different major league cities?
Well, Mike, I think it's inevitable that with these spikes, it's going to happen that somebody is going to catch this. You're talking about hotel staff. You're talking about the guy that drives the bus to drive the players from the hotel to the stadium. You're talking about the guys that do the work at the stadium in terms of getting the ground ready, putting the batting cages up, putting the bullpen mounds up, and that kind of stuff. We're not just talking players and umpires here. We're talking, let's call them support staff, because these people will all be an integral part in keeping the players segregated. And the mass number of players that you're going to have in any one spot at any one time, to me, is quite frightening. Whether it's going to shut the game down, common sense would say that it should. We've seen spring training sites shut down when one or two players have tested positive. We've already talked about the NBA situation where one case shut the league down. How many does it take to shut this thing down? I mean, last I saw, we're going to start off with, in baseball, we're going to start off with 30-man rosters, then it will drop to 28, then it will drop to 26, and there will be a sort of a, quote, taxi squad of, I believe, up to 60 players. Now, whether you can activate any 30 for any game, I haven't seen the fine print on that, so I don't know whether the taxi squad only comes into operation if somebody on the top 30 actually goes down with this virus. But it's absolutely frightening to think that, when one person catches this, they could inadvertently spread it to somebody else. And a very good friend of mine said to me yesterday, what's the difference in losing these players to a virus and losing them to an injury? And my response was, I think there's a tremendous difference, because an injury really, in the most part, cannot be prevented. Unless a guy does something absolutely stupid, it's not going to get prevented. But this is something we can prevent, and I just don't understand why we're going forward with it. as I said before, it's greed overtaking common sense, and we've all known for a long time, and we've talked for a number of years on this show about the fact that there are no off seasons anymore, they're business seasons, and sports is no longer sports, it is a business. The players want to make the most money they can, the owners want to make the most money they can. So clearly this is about money. Again, it's greed overtaking common sense. I can't think of a better way to position it, quite frankly.
No, I think that's extremely well said. That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports, breaking down the return of sports in general, to be honest with you, whether it's NHL, Major League Baseball, NBA, they're all coming back, we know, but at what cost? We don't think it's safe. We know it's not safe, actually. We don't think. We know as the testing continues, more cases are happening. So it tells us it's not safe. Sorry, it's pretty simple. Anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll do that. We'll come back and continue rapping about the sports return of sports with John Poulter, a professor of sports. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hanging out with our professor of sports, John Poulter, who comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. We talk hockey, we talk baseball, but really for the most part, we talk everything because at this moment in time, we're not really talking about much other than hypotheticals. With that being said, the hypotheticals are coming into reality within the next month or so, and we are all bracing ourselves for a huge failure. And if you aren't bracing yourself for a huge failure and you think this is going to come back and everything is going to be peaches and cream, apples and pie, however you want to put this, you know, this perfect picture, I think you got another thing coming. And I think that the reality of the situation is what we've already seen. Start, stop, don't finish. It's just the reality of what we are dealing with right now. You can think about things happening. We can put a plan in place. And then, you know what? You can probably throw that plan right out the window as soon as things hit the fan. It's, again, beyond dangerous, beyond irresponsible. And money has been something that obviously has taken over. We've got it. We get it. So with that being said, John, everything's coming back. We've got to deal with it. The players got to deal with it. And we've got to live with whatever the ramifications are. People are going to get sick. We know that already. We absolutely know that. And they're just going to go for it. They're going to do what they're going to do. With all that being said, do we have something to look forward to with these sports coming back, John? Is there a positive? Is there a silver lining? Is there something that we should be looking for when sports come back?
Well, I think it's going to be a different world for all the reasons we've pointed out. And you know, let's look at baseball right off the bat because that's the season that has not started. The NBA and the NHL are picking up seasons partway through. They're actually going to start at the playoffs, I guess. But clearly the game of baseball is going to be significantly different, whether we're going to see players play as intensely as we have in the past is another story. I guess we won't know until these guys get on the field. But I guess looking forward to it, maybe one thing we might see is we might see a team that is normally, two things actually, from a team standpoint, we might see a team that is not normally competitive over a 162-game season might be competitive over a 60-game season. I was taking a look at the MLB website this morning, and they listed each Major League team's best 60-game span over the last, I think it was 20 years. And there's an awful lot of teams that had won somewhere between 40 and 47, 48 games over a 60-game span in that period. So all of a sudden, we might have a team come out of the woodwork that we didn't expect and go on a tremendous run and go 43 and 17, 44 and 16, something along those lines, and find themselves in the postseason mix that if we'd have sat down in March and said, we're going to play a 162-game season, do you think X team will be in it in September, October? Our answer would have been no. That may change now. And the other thing that I think is going to be a little bit fascinating and might create some interest in terms of something to follow, and clearly if the record is set, it will be set with an asterisk, but that is, it is not uncommon for hitters to go on streaks at the start of the season over a two-month period, which is what we're looking at here with 60 games, and have a tremendous run and bat 400. And I mean, that's something we've been looking at for 60 years, trying to see somebody bat 400. I know George Brett got to, I think it was 391 about 20 years ago. That's the closest we've been. So might we see somebody hit 400? And yes, it will be with an asterisk, but something like that might generate some interest in the game if somebody goes on a hot streak and, you know, goes 15 out of his first 20 or something along those lines. All of a sudden, we might have something to be interested in. So it could well be that something like that will trigger interest, but, you know, obviously we're working with a blank sheet of paper here. We really are.
Yeah, no, I mean, that was my thought, John, as well. I just keep telling myself, look, the Mariners last year got off to a real hot start, you know, in the first month and a half, and then they just faded. But now you know, anybody can get hot, you know, from, like you said, the batters to the team for this two-month season. But my question now is, you know, we've been talking about the virus, but I don't know if it's not really been put on the back shelf, but what do these players do with all this social justice stuff going on in this country and around the world? Has Major League Baseball come out and said how they're going to handle that? Are they going to allow players maybe to take a knee, those kind of things? What's your thought with all that?
I haven't seen anything on that in terms of baseball, Mike. I can tell you that in the last 3 or 4 weeks, the major soccer leagues of Europe have reopened, specifically the two big ones, Germany and England. And in all cases, players have taken a knee for, I believe, 7 to 10 seconds before the initial kickoff. I suspect that that will continue through the rest of the season. Whether Major League Baseball will do the same thing, if a decision has been made, I certainly haven't seen it or read it or been made aware of it. But I think from a political correctness standpoint, it's probably something that has to happen, is going to happen, and will happen. A lot of different races in baseball, the same way that there are a lot of different races in other professional sports. There's nothing unique about baseball from that standpoint. So yes, I think it will likely happen, and I think this is going to continue for quite some time until some of these issues are fully resolved. And we all know that things like this don't get resolved quickly.
That's true. That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, comes to us all the way from Canada, talking baseball right now. John, let me ask you this, and I want to say, I think the greatest thing and the worst thing about the return of baseball is that it's a 60-game season, and for all the reasons that you have said, where, you know, teams that shouldn't be there could be there, teams that should be there may not be there. It definitely provides for some a very interesting sprint, and I think that the thing that obviously we're going to miss is the marathon, because it's all about being able to produce for 6 months versus producing for 2 months. And you know, I think it brings a lot of teams into the equation, but I also it takes some teams out of the equation as well. And you know, for different reasons, that it's not about a sprint usually when we talk about baseball. It's usually about a marathon. With that all being said, they are going to try to shorten the game a little bit. Do you like them putting a runner on second base if the game goes extra innings?
No, I think they're playing with tradition. I can understand the issue about the DH in both leagues, because clearly the schedule is going to be interleague as much as it is within your own league. I did a rough calculation this morning, and if they play East within their East National and East American in sort of one division, I think you could play 10 games against your division rivals and 4 games against the Eastern Division from the other league, or the Western Division, whatever division you're in. And that would work out to 30 home games and 30 road games. That's probably the way that it will slice out. At the end of the day, we're going to see some new rivalries, which also might be a positive. But you know, we're going to have some challenges here. I mean, let's face it. We're going to have guys hanging around airports. We're going to have guys on airplanes. We're going to have guys checking through customs if they come into Canada. Guys going through security. The contact points are endless. They really are.
Yeah, I agree. It's going to be very interesting to see if we wind up actually getting through any of this. That's why I said be prepared. Start, stop, maybe not finish. And I really think the likelihood of that is extremely great at this point. So, again, I think we're playing with fire. Let's find out if we all get burnt, right, John?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, you talked earlier about Florida and Texas and Arizona having spikes. And here's a pretty scary stat for you. Florida has 133,000 cases with a population of 21.4 million. Canada has 20,000 less cases at 103,000, but has 16 million more people at 37.7. Does that tell us that Florida is making a mistake? Or does that tell us that Canada's done a really good job on this? Probably a little bit of both.
Right.
But either set of numbers is tremendously scary. I know that the population of Arizona is about 7.2 million. I'm not quite sure what the current rate of positive viruses is. You guys would be much more up to date on that than I am. But I still think the ratio is probably a heck of a lot higher. And I mean, we talk about Canada being in a good situation at 103,000, but let's be honest, that's 103,000 too many. So, you know, what's an acceptable level? I don't know. We've never been through this before. As I said before, this is a blank sheet of paper. Who deems what's acceptable? And you know, it's scary. It really is.
It is. I agree. It's troubling. It's scaring. It's scary. It's dangerous. It's irresponsible. We can come up with all kinds of adjectives for what we feel the current situation is. And you know what? Nobody's listening to us, John and Mike. And so I guess we just got to continue to proceed with caution and make sure that we are safe, make sure that we are keeping everyone around us safe. And I hear the music. That means we got to get the heck out of Dodge. Appreciate your time as always, John. We'll catch up next week.
Yeah, my pleasure as always, guys. Stay safe and we'll chat next week.
Absolutely. John Poulter, a professor of sports, breaking it down, does a fantastic job. I mean, in all honesty, we can't do this safely. And we're just trying to tell you, be prepared, because it's going to get scary. It's going to get really scary. We got to take a break. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
This is Dorf on Sports.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Hey, it's Flo. And you know what word I've never understood? Top hat. Aren't all hats on top? They're like the toppest part of every outfit. Unless I've been doing it wrong. That's why I stick with simple words like flotection. It means the sense of security you'll feel when your new home is protected by home insurance through me and Progressive. Also, there shouldn't be a top hat unless there's a bottom hat. Wait, is that what underwear is?
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Rusty Wallace here for Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief. This pain cream is the official pain cream of NASCAR for a reason. It works fast, and you won't stink. There's no messy, greasy, nasty feel or any stinging or burning here. This is pure pain relief. Don't run your engine on Octane 89. Get the good stuff and meet me in Victory Lane. Blue Emu. Works fast, and you won't stink.
Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief, the official pain relief cream of NASCAR.
Tired of the same old hat? CoverageGear.com is the top destination to find the hats and gear you need to represent your favorite pro teams and players. Head to CoverageGear.com with the promo code RADIO and grab a cap with the iconic jersey number of the all-time greats and current stars from the NBA, NFL, MLB, and more. These classic hats come in the font and style of the superstars team. So with the number 30 from Golden State, number 2 from the Yankees, number 23 from the Bulls, or a number 12 from the Packers, CoverageGear.com will help you honor the legends of yesterday and today. Check out our collection of dad hats, trucker caps, beanies, stickers, and more. Use promo code RADIO and get 20% off. That's promo code RADIO at CoverageGear.com. CoverageGear.com. we've got you covered.
A swing and a long drive, deep right field, this ball, goal!
Listening to Dorfman Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Baseball's back, baby. I hope you're excited. I hope you're excited for a start, a stop, and maybe no finish, because I think we're putting ourselves in an extremely precarious position, thinking that we can do things like everything is just fine. Everything's okay. It's so beyond dangerous and so beyond stupid. I know you can hear it in my voice when I'm saying it. Scary. Extremely scary.
Yeah.
Extremely. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. And just so you know, Mike, I was just talking to myself, bro. You didn't have to jump in. I know you felt obligated to help a brother out when you felt like I was in need. But the truth is we are extremely foolish as a nation, as a world, as a you can't do this safely. And if you think you can, you're fooling yourself. Now you can jump in, Mike. Go ahead, brother.
No, I just want to sit there and just go, ditto, all right, check that box. I mean, even the Baseball Hall of Fame is welcoming visitors again. I mean, we're not only bringing back the game, you can go through the history of the game if you want. That's kind of silly, if you ask me as well. So, I don't think this country has fully grasped, or a certain segment of this country has not fully grasped the gravity of this virus and what it can do and what it can rage through a community, a person. I mean, look, we talked about it a couple of times on the show very briefly. I mean, you've had to deal with this virus in a very personal way with your mom, and you know all too well what this can do to individuals, what it can do to families and everybody surrounding that. So until this government that we have, and I use that term loosely, wises up and really takes this seriously, I don't think we as a country as a whole will fully grasp and be able to fully deal with what this virus has done and will continue to do until we get something that can combat it.
Yeah, no, and I'm going to go in a slightly different direction, and I'm going to say that as much as I appreciate, as much as I feel the protesting of certain things that are happening in our world are extremely necessary, Mike. But in a global pandemic, I think that it's showing us that people are putting their lives on the line at risk for a cause that they feel is greater than their own health. And when you digest that for a moment, and when you really think about it, it's scary, man. I appreciate, I understand, and I want people to have their rights, and part of your right is getting out there and protesting. But I also want people to realize that when you are in large gatherings, when you are out there and you are screaming and you are exchanging, you know, your spit, whether you know you are or you're not, you are. That's what's happening. And you're breathing in other people's air that they may wind up have been sick or contracted this virus. You are putting yourself and you are putting your family at risk. So at what cost are you willing to go out there and protest? At what cost are you willing to go to games? At what cost are you willing to continue to put yourself and your family and people that you care about in harm's way? And again, I understand what people are doing is extremely important for change. But Mike, people are dying. People are getting sick. And I would absolutely have to think in my head that a lot of the new cases that we have seen are from people that were out marching for that purpose, for that cause. I am not saying they did something wrong. I am saying that they put themselves in harm's way for something that they thought was more important than their own safety and their own health. I'm sorry, man, but I don't understand that part of it. I understand the movement. I understand the want to get out there and protest, but I don't understand risking your health to do it. Can you explain that to me?
I don't, you know, I think that might be above my pay grade here, big guy. But once again, you and I are on the same page with a lot of stuff. We're on the same page with this pandemic and putting yourself or trying to avoid putting yourself in harm's way. And, you know, you talk about these people putting themselves in harm's way. I mean, we always got to remember the doctors and nurses, the medical techs, all those people doing that. And they're not, they're complaining about the long hours and what this is doing. But, you know, let's not forget those true heroes that are doing that. But there is nothing in this world that I treasure more than my own health. And once again, I understand, just like you, Andy, what, you know, the Black Lives Matter movement is all about, what they're doing, what they're trying to accomplish with their peaceful protests. And I'm not talking about the rioters and the looters, obviously, but the peaceful protest of this movement. But you would have to pay me a lot of money, and maybe there's not money in the world that would make me go out into a large gathering and risk my health. Because if you don't have your health, you got nothing, in my book. And that was something that's always been drilled into my head since I was a little guy, you know, back in Wilsonville, Oregon, you know, by my parents and stuff. So it's just not something I'm wanting to risk. I haven't gone back to the gym. I'm not getting on a plane anytime soon. I am keeping my, you know what, at home as much as I can. But yeah, I couldn't risk my health for anything. I want to see my two kids get married, graduate from college, high school, all that kind of stuff. I don't want to miss out on that. And if I put myself in harm's way, I'm putting that at risk, and that's just not something that I'm going to risk.
I think that was extremely well said, man. You sound like a responsible father, a guy that knows his role in society, a guy that understands that he has to set an example for his own family. And you know what? That's exactly what we've been doing. It's been, I'm not going to say there hasn't been any resistance, but you know what? At the same time, you've heard me say this before. I'm the president of my home. Katie is the vice president of our home, and we make the decisions for our family. And you know what? Sometimes it's easier than other times, and we've had the struggles. But at this moment in time, I think everybody's completely on the same page, and we understand that we're here for each other. We need to take care of each other as well. We need to realize that there's something out there that we still don't have a lot of information about. And at this point, I'm just telling you, if you're not if you're not buying into what's happening, then you might as well just go hide out underground somewhere and separate yourself, because the more you put yourself out there, the more you put yourself at risk to catch this virus and spread this virus throughout your community. So that's always been my biggest issue with this, is that when everybody was talking about being shut down and they can't do this, they can't do that, we were never really at a shutdown here in Arizona. And I think now we're right. seeing the ramifications of that. You know, we've exploded over the last couple, 3 weeks as far as our cases go. You know, we've made news for all the wrong reasons, whether it's the wildfires, whether it's the COVID-19. It's really not a good look right now here in Arizona. And I think, you know, we've talked about leadership. I think the lack of leadership throughout this country is alarming, Mike. It really is. And, you know, it starts at every level, you know, and obviously it's at the top, but it goes from the top all the way down to your states, to your communities. Nobody's on the same page with this. I think that's ultimately been the biggest issue and the biggest problem, is that, you know, you got one person saying it's the worst thing in the world. You got the next person saying, oh, it's not that serious. You know, you got someone in the middle. So you just don't know what direction to go. And again, I think the direction that people should be erring on is the side of caution. We don't have enough data. You can't believe people that are telling you this isn't serious. And maybe it's not as serious as the people that are nutty about. But you know what? I'd go with the nutty crowd on this one more so than the lax crowd, Mike.
Oh, yeah. Like, if you are, you know, taking this, you know, just like you take a coffee in the morning kind of thing, then yeah, you got a problem. And, you know, if the statistics in terms of number of cases in this country and the number of deaths that we've had due to the virus in this country don't alarm you. I mean, you can ignore everything else, but you can't ignore numbers. Numbers tell you what numbers tell you. And you're just living under or in some kind of weird denial that I just can't understand. You know, when you see, you know, approximately 125,000 people have died from this, you know, we're well over, you know, in terms of cases. I haven't seen the last case, but I know, you know, we're way up there, you know, well over a million. And it just boggles my mind that there are people that they're getting their panties in the wad, they're clutching their pearls over having to wear a mask. Having to wear a mask, and where some people just, I guess that's the limit. That's the freedom limit, that they're just, nope, can't do it. This is government overreach. But, you know, you and I are just more level-headed, in my opinion, and just more educated than a lot of these people.
No, I agree with that, man. And again, call us crazy for erring on the side of caution, but I'm not wanting to get this, and I don't think you do as well. So we got to take a pause. We'll come back and wrap up this hour. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free page publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time this hour here on the Dorfont Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Andy Dorf, hanging out with me as always, Mike Wilson, my tag team partner in crime. Get at us via Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorfont Sports. You can always call us 1-800-878-7529. Always live each and every Sunday morning for your listening pleasure, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We have the live show in Phoenix, Arizona, Monday mornings. You can check us out there. PulseRadio.fm, 88.7 is what it is on the dial here in Phoenix, Arizona, 9 to 11 a.m. on that program. So a little bit different time than this program, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time each and every Sunday morning for your listening pleasure. And Mike, you know, we haven't discussed what happened with NASCAR the other day, and obviously it was a little bit of a false alarm in the sense of I guess there was no ill intention of the noose being in Bubba Wallace's garage. But with that being said, I do think, you know, it's just another way to bring light to the situation and for people to understand that there is this social injustice. It's out there. And again, a little bit of a false alarm. But with that being said, I think it's ironic that this type of apparatus was found in Bubba Wallace's garage.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's a little weird with that. And, you know, for me, bottom line, it's still a noose. Like, what part of this is just, you know, yeah, it's a little bit of a false alarm, the ill, you know, no really ill intent, but it's still a noose. So, you know, there's no place in our sports world for a noose to be literally hanging around.
Yeah, and I just think it's way too ironic that it happened to be in Bubba Wallace's
right.
garage. All right, I know we got to take a pause for the cause. We'll do that. Hour number one of the books, people. Hour number two on the horizon. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.